The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
And we're back.
We are back again in color.
Well,
should we work on an official start of the show?
Dave.
Yes, I'm Dave, but should we work on an official start? Yeah, we had our... Okay, let's do our original opening. Ready? Go.
Dave.
Han. The David Hahn Show.
Was that the opening?
Okay. That was the opening.
Yeah.
Should we have...
Welcome.
Because you know a lot of podcasts... Almost every podcast has an official opening, right?
Is this E27?
Yes.
I guess it is. Well, we do have the music...
No, but other than the music, a lot of podcasts have music first, and then the official spoken opening, intro.
Should we do that? The Show podcast contains explicit lyrics.
Yes, the explicit tag is there for a reason, as they say on cognitive dissonance.
Stop.
Dissonance.
Those poor political dissidents.
Why'd you say that?
Say what?
Should we have an opening... Should we sing our song? Okay, the song is very gay, right? That's how we kind of stopped doing that. Because, if this was playing in a room and people were listening to the podcast and they heard that, you would be embarrassed.
What are you talking about? That's how radio shows are. They do have singing openings.
Okay. Name one science or skeptical one that has that.
I can't think of one, but...
Oh, but you said they as if it's commonly... It should be easy for you to think of one.
Well, I guess it's because it's so prevalent. It's just hard to choose a singular instance.
Okay.
It's like asking me to choose a blade of grass. It's just not possible.
You can't choose a blade of glass? A blade of grass?
I win.
You can't choose a blade of glass. Fine. Here we are. So,
Do you have any bibs or babs?
What do we...
Bubs.
What are our bibs and babs? We don't generally talk about news, right?
What's in the news?
We don't do news. But listen.
No news, please.
Han, do we normally or really ever done news at the beginning of the show?
No.
Okay. So, should we?
Well, sometimes we do babs and bibs.
What are you talking about? Is it news?
It's not generally news, no.
Well, we're just talking about news. And then you said, well, sometimes we... But, implying that we do sometimes do news.
Sometimes we do talk about something.
Yes. What I was saying was, is it ever news or not?
Like current events? No.
No.
Generally, no.
So, should we? Would that be an interesting thing? Or, since podcasts, half the audience kind of just listen every week, and then the other half, I'm making up these statistics, kind of find it in the future. No, in the past. What? They find it. And start listening to the archive.
If you're a time traveler, please defrost me and then maybe Dave.
I can't think of a good joke, but there is one in that. Maybe later. So nobody wants to hear news from 2008, right? Nobody wants to.
Sometimes they like a little context.
Okay, so this is. Should we give the date of today?
Today's date is.
Don't do it yet. Because if we do, then it's going to look pretty sad when it takes weeks for this to actually...
It won't take weeks.
We're pretty...
Today is September.
September. Which month of that of the year? What number? Quickly.
9.
Thank you.
But it's not the 9th day. It's the 17th.
Of?
2013.
And?
I saw a humorous tweet by Bill Murray who said, if you're those born in year 2000 always know how old they are...
Oh, really? Interesting. But also, most people born know how old they are. Oh, I have to sneeze. We don't edit, eh? Remember you used to edit and take out pauses and farts and stuff?
No, I never... I did that for one episode, and you got upset that I did, and I stopped.
I got upset?
Yeah. You got upset with me for taking out all the little mouth clicks and, sneezes and coughs.
So I was in tears.
you were angry, and
what was my reasoning?
You didn't like the fact that I didn't tell you that this was happening.
Oh yeah. Right. So it's like,
and I don't even know how you detected that I did something to it.
Because you said you did or something.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like if you slept with my girlfriend or something like that, and I didn't tell you didn't tell me, I'd be mad.
Okay, but if I did tell you, you would be mad.
Maybe not.
Oh. Okay.
Well, in this case, yes, but... Don't worry, I don't have a girlfriend for you to sleep with.
Yet.
What?
So that was quite the bibs and babs.
Wait, so
are
what were we talking about?
The show?
What were we talking about? Listen, I don't
current
know
this, events. What
I don't have
about?
A celebrity quote this week, so we have an extra 4 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Actually, the way it goes, like 40 minutes. But what were we at? Okay, so we're talking about news.
What
editing?
Date?
Well, why are we talking about editing?
The what date.
Editing. The date. Oh, you started with the. See, you derailed with this celebrity tweet. Should that be a thing? No, but
celebrity
what about the other?
Tweets?
Remember, I discovered myself another funny Bill Murray tweet.
Oh, we should do.
Which was.
Tweets.
Can I give it? Can
no,
I remember it?
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
like.
Can, do you want me to remember it for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you remember it for me.
Birthdays are strange or funny.
No, balloons!
Is it balloons?
Oh my god, this is you doing it right?
No, I thought it was about birthdays. Birthdays
no,
are funny.
No, balloons are balloon, strange.
Balloons are strange.
Like, happy birthday. Here's a rubber sack full of my breath.
And it was originally Bill Murray, but apparently it's come down to the point where it's just like a meme.
Now, the actual tweet is, here's a plastic sack. Isn't rubber better?
Yeah, I guess the rubber is better.
So we just improved on
Bill
Murray's tweet. Should we tweet that we improved on it?
Yeah.
There's that weird noise that no one here will hear. Actually, I've been writing down the times. What time is this one? 11:08. Okay, this is interesting because...
There's a pattern to the buzzing.
I'm trying to figure out what the sound is.
It's a buzz in the building.
Well, it lasts for 2 seconds. It's very loud. Recently, it was at 10:41 p.m., 11:54 p.m., and... 2:50 a.m. It goes all the time.
So it's now 11:09.
So now it doesn't fit the pattern anymore.
What
is that?
Say what time it is,
listeners. If any of you know, any of you live in a condo or an apartment, and every hour or so, this weird loud
two seconds
buzzy, drilly,
it sounds like
grindy.
A drill.
No, I thought it was like a carburetor, right?
What's a carburetor?
No, the thing in your sink that shreds up.
Oh, I see. Yeah, maybe it's someone's carburetor.
No, but it would be you do it longer than that. You wouldn't do it for just 2 seconds.
No.
So, if anyone knows what that is, please email us. Our emails again are Dave at Dave. What am I doing? Do I say
at the Dave and Han Show and Han the? At the
Dave at thedaveandhanshow.com or Han.
Maybe we should just give them yours because no one ever emails
me. I have no idea how to spell Han. Like
and no one knows how to spell my name.
I think it's HAUGHX.
Oh, obviously, it's not. You do know. And
E.
It's in the name of the show. So.
Oh, yeah. It's also in the name of the show.
So, yeah.
Also, the is optional. So you don't
the
have to put.
Is
this
optional.
Is too just confusing.
That's just the longest.
Just go to the roof of wherever you are and just shout out what you want to tell us.
We'll hear it. We're like Batman, except audible.
What?
Audibly? Batman
okay,
has a light.
Actually, before we get to our signature segment.
Okay. You want to sign off?
We used to. What? We used to wonder if we were psychic.
Yes.
But then I flipped out last episode and said, like, let's just stop this. It's no longer, it's not worth it. It's not, as I said, it's a punishing our regular listeners. Sorry,
we,
our regular
listeners. We asked for feedback and nobody said anything about
our
it.
Our regular listener. And, you know, like, someone's listening to this one day laughing when we make the joke. We have a listener instead of listeners thinking, like, oh, those punny guys. But,
you're the one.
They would be horrified to know that we're basically not exaggerating or joking when we say that.
Why?
I don't know what happened to Natalie.
Just keep calling. So actually... Why are you naming names?
Because, what do you mean? Why are you hiding? Why are you so deceptive and sneaky?
Why do you have to out our listeners? And what's going on here?
Okay. Here's a new thing. I think we're only going to do it once. It's called Heart Attack. Okay? And here's where people at home can play with us.
Ew.
This is very exciting. Ew. Maybe it's...
Could be fun.
Could be fun.
Okay, so I see you shuffling a deck of cards and staring at your computer screen.
Don't say anything. Could be fun. Why am I not on that?
Is your mic off?
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna stop it right now. Okay, anyways, we're back.
Back.
Did you know we left?
No.
You did.
Are you talking about me?
Okay, so this game's called Heart Attack. So if you're at home, go get a deck of cards. We'll wait a few seconds here. Oh, wait, why don't you just pause it and then...
Okay, we're back.
No, they're back.
Welcome.
We're not pausing it. They're pausing it. Okay, right. So now what we're doing here is we're spreading out the deck of cards, and you do that in front of you, person. Don't...
Face down.
Why you... Okay.
So they can...
But why'd you do woo? And I was explaining. It's going to be distracting. Okay. So, but good point, face down. So you at home, yes, you, or at work.
Spread them.
Or at the hospital, or at the police station. Just spread them. Spread your deck face down, like we have done here. It's almost as if this is all happening at the same time. This is a lot. It's like, it's live. There you do it, like listening, enjoying our fun. And it's happening at the same time. This is like a live challenge.
You're like a regular David Copperfield.
Or any other Dickens character. Now, we're each going to take 10 cards face down. So I'm sliding... This is not a trick, by the way. I'm just sliding a card face down. You take one out.
Out of the deck?
No, out of your ass. Come on. Okay, just randomly.
Well,
so you at home, we're
that.
On two, three...
Well, okay, so now we have a total of six, because I'm doing my third.
We're taking 10 each, idiot.
10 each?
Four, come on! Four,
okay, four.
Five. Six.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Nine.
10. Okay.
Do I do 10?
10. Oh, God, seriously? Do I need to get another co-host?
Well,
okay, so we each have 10. Why are you counting it? You're not sure if you got 10?
Well, there was a lot of cards moving
around. We counted them
slowly
and fairly.
I like to measure twice before cutting.
Okay. So we each have 10 face-down cards, along with you at home, or at work, or at the whorehouse, wherever you are.
Bathroom.
Bathhouse. Rooming house. Or IKEA. Maybe you're at IKEA. Let's let everyone play.
Yes.
Okay, so now... This is the fun part. So, basically, the game is whoever has more hearts wins.
That's it?
Yeah, it's called Heart Attack. Okay,
you just broke my heart.
I'm turning over... No, leave it down.
What's happening?
I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm just turning over my first face-down card on the top of my pile, and it is a spade. Han?
It's a spade.
Okay, so we don't. We're just going to say if it's a heart or not. Card. And person at home, turn yours over. So, and then put your hearts in one pile at the end between you, me, and Han. Whoever has the most hearts wins. Okay, number two. Okay, no hearts. Number three.
We
no
suck
hearts.
At this game.
Number four.
Let's go back to Psychic Challenge.
What the hell? Number four. What the hell? Okay,
the
in 10 cards.
Should have been at least
hold on.
Heart.
10 cards, no heart? Is that
possible? Well, we've done five each, yeah.
Six.
What? No hearts.
Seven.
Oh no, we picked no hearts at all. Are there
eight.
Any hearts in this deck?
Oh my God.
I got one heart.
Han has a heart on card eight. He has one. Nine. Okay, I got one. Okay, first of all, we know the person at home already won. 10. No!
I have two hearts.
Okay, so Han has two hearts. I have one. Han beat me. But did you at Dairy Queen, or wherever you are at home.
Sears.
Did you beat Han? If you did, email us. So we can see who won. So right now you're the winner, but we might get an email in the next little while that proves that you did not win. Heart attack! This is called Heart Attack! Clutch your chest, we're playing Heart Attack!
I just want to say I had no...
Prior knowledge.
Prior knowledge. No idea what was happening here. I thought it was going to be a fun trick. But apparently the trick was on me, and it was cruel. It drove a stake in my heart.
Okay, we're almost out of time. No, we're not. Let's get to it.
Also, I don't like the fact that we made light of heart attacks. That's not nice.
What do you mean? It's a public service. We're reminding people to exercise and eat well.
Exercise, eat well, less salt. Speaking of salt.
Hey, you know what? I don't add salt to anything ever.
Is this a you know what?
This is a facts about condiments and spices. No, it's interesting. Like, but that's not true. Occasionally I add it to soup. But I've never added salt to any other food. I probably use salt.
But you do use condiments. You use ketchup.
No, I don't.
Well, you use gravy. You use...
Okay, but we're talking about salt. Here's the thing. We're just talking about salt.
Those are liquid salt.
First of all, there's not much salt in ketchup. It's mostly sugar.
Well, Canadian ketchup, but okay.
Anyways, barbecue I thought sauce. It was interesting that I don't use salt or
potato
add salt.
Chips
I don't
are
add
high
salt,
salt
to... I definitely don't add it to...
salt.
No.
Cereal?
Maybe I did. I used to as a
no
kid.
Cakes?
No, I was going to say corn on the cob.
Oh. Do you use salted
I've gone
butter?
Salt-free on that. What?
Salted butter? Butter?
Yes.
Okay.
I especially don't add it to French fries. I've never added salt to French fries. The idea is crazy.
Yeah, but a lot of fries are already pre-salted, like McDonald's fries and...
Yes. Okay. I know you're on the edge of your seat or your stool.
What are you saying?
Where's my phone? Do you have to text me
how
again?
How do you know people are in the bathroom?
Okay. or toilet. Thank you. Let's get to Fakey 5. Han, you go first.
Fakey 5, wherein we read out 5 items and have our partner, host... Pick the one that doesn't belong, or that is fake, or made up.
We're not a gay couple, in case anyone ever thought
couple.
That. Yeah, we're not any
I don't want
we're
anyone
a couple of podcast hosts.
No, I don't want anyone counting us. I don't want anyone counting us in the same sequence. I don't want anyone doing 1-2 or 2-1.
Our URL is the Dave and Han show.
Fakey 5. My Fakey 5 for this
but
week.
But seriously, we're not a gay couple. Go on.
Is McAfee's most dangerous celebrity search terms. So these
now,
are...
Go on.
These are... Oh, you have a huge grin on your face. These are search terms that
no,
McAfee
I know
puts
who
out.
The most dangerous was...
Well, obviously I didn't pick that one because I knew you might pick it.
Because that was the news just today.
Yeah, that was the news today.
Okay.
So these are McAfee... Apparently they've been doing this for a few years now. McAfee, the antivirus software makers.
No, wait. I thought they make the virus.
They do both.
They fight the viruses? Oh, they do both? Okay. I didn't quite follow the story. So how is celebrities and viruses go together?
So these are, like, if you do a search for, let's say, Tom Hanks. He's not one of the people, so I can say Tom Hanks. And you go to a website, and it's
you
like...
You could always say Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks bio. Click here to read more.
Okay.
Download this software to install the Tom Hanks favorite software.
Okay,
and
I have
like,
that.
So these websites tend to prey on those people who are looking for Tom Hanks and will feed them... Trojans or
horses.
viruses or other types of software.
I know this is unrelated. Napster, is that still around?
It took a nap.
Wow. Okay, go on.
It went to sleep.
Okay, you ruined everything.
I should have said it went to sleep first.
Yeah, that would have been better.
So this is for 2013. McAfee just released its
I just finished studying 2012. Now you're going to pull 2013 on me?
Well, if you were born in the year 2000, you would know that. So these
Ouch.
Are 5 from the top 10 list.
Okay, so 5
and
from 10.
And one of them
so
is not.
Of a right.
One of them is not in the list at all.
Made up entirely by you?
Yes.
Well, if they only gave the top 10, you made it up.
Well, here's the thing.
It was last year. It's not. It was.
They only gave the top 10, and it's not in the top 10.
But how did you come up with it?
And it's not in last year's or any of the other previous years.
How did you
years.
Come up with it? You won't tell me, right?
I'm not going to tell you how I came up with it.
Okay.
But there, you'll see there's
it's
a
It's not
theme.
Hard to come up with a celebrity name.
No, it's pretty easy.
Okay, go ahead. This
that's,
is a
that's
crap
a lot
shoot.
Of them. There's
this
more
is
than
a crap
six.
Shoot. This is a crap shoot.
Number 1.
No, I'm saying I have to go to the washroom right now. Okay, go on.
This is a very coprophilic show. Number one, Avril Lavigne.
Did you say Oprah was number one?
I always want to say April Lavigne. Avril Lavigne. Number two, Sandra Bullock. Number three, Jennifer Aniston. Number four, Kathy Griffin. And number five, Katy Perry. So these are...
I like the way you said Katy Perry. It's not Katy Lang. It's like Katy. Sorry.
Katy Perry?
Okay, first of all, I can't believe anyone's I can't believe anyone's Googling Kathy Griffin.
Well, Sandra Bullock is on here, too. I also think Avril Lavigne is like... Is she in the news
still? My answer
is
Sandra Bullock. Go.
That's your last...
That's my answer.
It was Jennifer Aniston.
You bitch.
Kathy Griffin was the one that I thought you would like hover around more, because who searches for Kathy Griffin?
I just finished saying that.
I know.
First of all,
literally,
I didn't even hear Jennifer Aniston. I just the way you said Sandra Bullock, I thought, okay, that's first of all, I wouldn't think she'd be on the list, and second of all, the way you said it, and then the way you responded when I said that Sandra Bullock, whatever.
I don't remember who the number one. It was like Lily someone?
Lily Tomlin.
Yes.
Okay, you stumped me yet again. Are we in a stump streak on this segment lately?
We're stumptastic.
Han.
Yes,
it's
Steve.
Time for my fakey five. This is the good one. Forget we just heard. Okay. This one is pretty boring, actually.
Boring as fakey five.
Now, it's time, seriously, for us to...
Sing everything we say.
No, let's stop joking, smarten up a bit, and talk about starfish.
Starfish.
Are actually called sea stars, which is what happens when I'll punch you in the face. I don't know. So these are sea stars facts. But I'm going to call them starfish during these items.
Wait, these are facts that the sea stars believe in?
Okay. Number one. Starfish have eyes.
True dat.
Number two. Not all starfish have five limbs.
True dat?
If you
cut one off, then obviously it doesn't.
Number three. Well, that's number four. Number three. Starfish do not have blood.
That's messed up.
Number four, starfish can regenerate a lost limb.
Wait, which are they? Okay.
And number five, starfish clap to frighten predators.
What? That one sounds impossible. I'm going to say number five. That's it. Number five.
That was the fakie.
Yes, baby. Have you ever seen a starfish move? It doesn't. It moves so slowly and imperceptibly.
It's supposed to be...
You don't understand its physiology. That's what happened here.
Like, just like...
They don't clap.
Kathy Griffin. You put in one that is so outrageous.
What was the outrageous one? The no blood?
What? No. I didn't really start with something outrageous. I just thought of starfish facts and then found 10. I tried to make something one that didn't sound that crazy.
The blood one does sound weird, but I can believe it's like it's kind of a mushy goo dude.
Yeah, it's some sort of water-based thing. It's like seawater is their blood or something.
It's a blob.
Wow, you just...
I saw through the rhetoric.
Wow, you just...
I saw stars.
You faked me. You totally faked me. It was a fake out.
Total fake out. David?
Yes?
Would you rather...
What? The first one.
Have your text messages, IMs, emails, all that, whatever you're writing to someone, whenever you're writing a personal message to someone, to a certain person, randomly posted online once a day with your name, the recipient's name, posted to a website.
Okay, what are the things again?
So whatever you're messaging, whether you're using email, text message, MSN or whatever, Google chat or whatever, whenever you send a message, there's a chance that that message will be the one that's posted for that day to a website, and it will post your name and the recipient's name.
Hold on. What are the category? Like, what could these Like any message? Like if I
any
write a post-it
message.
Note?
Any single message.
It has to be electronic?
It has to be electronic. So if you're, obviously if you're writing a letter or a post-it note, no, it won't show up on the website. This is some kind of special filter that's added to all your personal data and accounts.
I don't think such a filter exists.
Pretty sure it does. So, okay, that's option one. Option two is that wherever you are, whatever room you're in, I should say.
What if I'm not in a room?
Once a day, a picture is taken randomly of you, wherever you might be. So if you're in the bedroom, in the bathroom,
okay,
at
so
work,
a private picture is taken of me, that's not a problem.
And a picture is taken of you and posted on this website, but it doesn't say your name. It's posted of hundreds of other people, but it'll be on this website.
Okay. So as a dude, I occasionally bring pleasure to myself and
you bring
sometimes
it.
Others. Like, so this is it. Like, would you rather have possible chance of a you masturbating photo online?
Well, here's the thing.
Or
it's not
some stuff about texts.
I will add some other things. So if it's a text version, it'll have your name and the recipient's name. If it's a picture,
first name,
both names. If it's a picture, there's no like photo enhancement. There's no zoom in. There's no like night camera
well,
magic. So if
you
wouldn't
have
dark,
to zoom in if I was doing what I was doing to see what's going on.
If it's in the dark,
on.
Then obviously
you might
want
to zoom out
be
because
high.
There's a lot of material to work with. Is what I'm trying to say. What are we talking about?
If you do your business in the dark, whatever that may be, it probably won't show up.
Probably. Well, can
well,
you let
it
me
won't
know
show
if there's
up.
Night vision?
It won't show up. There'll be no
there's
night
no flash.
Vision. There's no flash. There's no night vision.
Wow. And if I'm doing it outside, we're good?
If you're doing it outside, is a picture still taken?
You said I'd be in a room.
I don't know why I said that. Any environment.
Okay. So this is a theoretical experiment.
That's
this is a thought experiment.
Just imagine there's like a little hovering, like a drone following you and takes a picture of you once a day at some point. And
what's
you don't
the,
know when.
What's the penalty? First of all, does it make noise? Because it might disturb my sleep.
It'll be almost silent.
Okay, what if I just threw a t-shirt over it?
No, you can't
is
do that.
Is there a fine of
you
some
can't
sort?
Do that. No,
I mean,
that's
I can't.
Not part of the. That's not part of the would you rather.
So...
You can't modify not, the would you rather.
But wait, but I'm free. Like, so I just I wouldn't.
This
like,
is the this is the condition you must live under.
Do I get a reward for this? Why would I agree?
Well, the alternative is to have one of your.
You should have said this photographic machine sees through stuff, so there's nothing you can't block it.
Well, why would that? How does that make sense? Then why wouldn't it just see through your body?
No,
and your clothing.
It's a theoretical machine. You can set the rules. It sees through anything between me and the subject. But and anyways, okay. Why am I helping you? I, no,
that
I
doesn't
should
make
be
sense.
Hindering you in some way. Okay, what's the third option?
There's no third option. There are two equally slightly painful, huge gamble options.
No, I would totally do number one.
Number one, the emails.
No, I have to pee right now.
Okay. How many times are you going to make that joke?
How many times have I made that joke?
Three.
You think I've done that three times?
At least three times. Not
before
today.
Before this.
At least once before this, and I think this is your second time today.
You're saying I've made a pee joke for number one twice in this episode?
Yeah.
Okay, when did I say it the first time?
The first time was... You said number one at the... Okay, you did, anyway.
No, I made the joke. You said, would you rather? I said number one. I wasn't talking about pee.
But you just said number... You said pee now, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the time I made the pee joke.
Okay.
I don't think I've done that before.
You did, though.
So, in a previous episode, or in this episode?
Both.
Okay, I'm stopping this right now.
What?
I'm stopping it
right... You're
gonna
check...
Quiet now. Okay, hello. We tried to go back a few minutes to see if I actually...
Well, I guess listeners at home can point it out to us. Or I'll hear it when I do the editing. And
no,
then I can point it out to you.
Next week, we will definitely update this scenario.
But you have done number one joke.
Huh? No,
number... occasions.
Okay, no, but wait. You said, this is what's in question. You said...
Okay, earlier this episode...
Before I did the during Would You Rather, the joke of number one meaning going to pee, you said earlier in this episode I did the same thing.
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Okay.
I've had a drink or two, so it's I'm not saying for sure you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying it doesn't seem likely that you're right. So we tried to just go back a few minutes, but now you said
Don't you remember me making that joke about this is the Copperfielic episode? That's what meaning, like, there's a lot of bathroom humor in this episode, because you kept... Anyway.
Yeah, we've been talking about poo and pee, but number one as pee is not a joke I think I made.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. So,
okay.
But by the time, when we do next episode, we will revisit this and find out who was right.
And who was one.
And I'm not, I think, I don't remember doing it. So and since it's only been 30 minutes, I'm thinking that Han is wrong.
So do you want to explain why you chose number one?
Yeah, because I want everything I type. Everything I type is funny. In some way, or clever.
You don't have any worries about, like, someone saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe you said that about me, or something along those lines? Something secretive?
Here's the thing about Would You Rather. It's never going to happen, so it doesn't matter. Like, so, yes. I don't know. It's such a weird one. I think should we retire, Would You Rather?
What? You hate it that much?
Well, we will after this one. You ready?
Oh, my dear.
Would you rather... have a thumb and four fingers per hand, like you do now.
You know, I don't like these would you rathers where nothing changes.
Or a thumb and five fingers. This is my second in a row of would you rathers where the one case is just regular.
So just add another finger?
Yeah, you literally just have a finger in each hand.
I don't want the extra finger, no.
Okay.
I feel like it'd be more of an inconvenience than a convenience. I assume my hand is going to be bigger overall, unless it's like a super small hand.
No, it would just be... Yeah, there'd be an extra finger worth of hand.
I don't see the point.
Okay.
Maybe I could type faster and play better piano, but I don't... Typing, I'm already okay. Actually, do I want an extra finger when typing? I do a lot of typing. But then I'd have to relearn the.
What about gaming? You think it would help in gaming?
Oh, I don't know why.
It's too bad. You already locked in number one anyway.
Yeah,
so
I'm happy with four fingers and a thumb.
Like, do you think maybe you could make money somehow with it? Like,
I could. I would have a lot of jokes. It would be funny.
And listen, you need jokes.
I do. And then when I say middle finger, I'll be like, "Which do you mean?"
You get a choice. And then you could...
And I could always be doing the joke where, all right, I'm going to give you the count of 12. One, two.
And you could be married, have your wedding ring, and then a mistress ring.
Yeah. Free mistress.
Yeah.
That's,
so you're still going
that's
with regular?
That's a loophole they didn't think about.
It was based on that, actually.
Yeah. Or just okay. More rings altogether.
So I guess we'll retire, would you rather... Han, do you have a new word phrase? Because I do.
I have a new word phrase. Mine is fun screen. You know, like sunscreen? You put sunscreen on and it blocks the sun? Well, fun screen is someone who prevents anyone in a group or in the room or in an email thread from having a laugh.
Okay, so you are a fun screener, basically.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a fun screen. Whenever I go somewhere, people stop laughing.
Yeah.
That fun screen.
Okay. I have another one that's based on you.
Based on me.
It's, the word is Hondas. It's like any age.
We did jaundice. What was our jaundice one? Yeah.
Did I do Hondas already?
No, we didn't do Hondas. We did jaundice.
Okay,
there was a jaundice-based joke, though.
Anyway, an
Asian... was it called? What was the word term?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Any Asian person who looks kind of yellow has Hondas.
What? So it's a racist joke.
It could be a medical or a racist joke. It's,
why is it a Hondas? Just because it rhymes with jaundice?
Yeah. Hello, isn't that how new word phrases are?
Racist and almost meaningless.
Medical. Okay.
That's what you came up with?
I was in a rush.
You are the fun screen here.
Whatever. Pawn.
Okay, then.
Number I'm the one. Fun spring.
Well, okay. I've got a quick nerd alert.
Really? Hold on. I just have two crappy things to go through. No, say your nerd alert. Why am I bossing you around?
Mine's very quick.
Get a spine, dude.
Mine's very quick. It's called nerd alert. And my nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
That I want to nerd out on.
.com/boring.
I do a lot of interneting, a lot of browsing. They call it browsing, but it really just means.
Window shopping, I think it's called.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of worldwide webs.
Whatever. Yeah.
So I use Chrome or Firefox, whatever browser I use.
What do you use?
Chrome or Firefox.
Why do you use Firefox? Why do you use two?
Well, I.
You know there's tabs.
I originally used. I ran out of Windows and I had to start over.
I tried a Mac?
I used to be a Firefox person, and now I've switched to Chrome.
Yeah.
But I still sometimes use Firefox for...
Pity.
Out
for
pity.
What?
No, at work I use Firefox.
Why?
It's just because it has Firebug, which I think is a superior...
Have you seen Chrome's thing lately?
I know, it is pretty good. But I still like Firebug. I'm just used to Firebug.
You're used to Firebug. There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, my nerd alert is not about my browser talk... Although it is kind of about my browser talk. It's about this extension for browsers. It's
Extends?
Called
Extends?
Yep. Hover Zoom.
Hover Zoom.
Yes. Have you heard of Hover Zoom? Do you know what it is?
No, but I assume wherever you hover, it zooms.
Even better. It actually downloads the picture that your thumbnail is of. So it has logic that says, oh, this is a link to a picture. I'll show you here. You hover here, and I'll show you that picture. You don't actually have to click. If you mouse over a thumbnail on a website, and it leads to a bigger picture, it'll say, oh, I'll show you the bigger version. So you don't have to click on images. You just mouse over them.
Yeah, because clicking is such a hassle.
No, because you have to click in, and then you zoom. You have to, like, go back to the page that you were just on, to that location. Hover Zoom, like, saves you minutes a day, like,
now, is
easily.
It true, I've heard this, that the free version of Hover Zoom, you hover for, like, 2 seconds. But, no, sorry, the paid version. The free version is 1 hour. Is this true? I ruined that joke. Okay.
That was terrible. Why'd you keep going with it? Hover Zoom obviously is free and there's no charge, and you can tweak all its behavior. And it's actually really smart. They built into the extension, if you go to other websites that don't, it's not obvious what the thumbnail leads to. It actually has built-in logic to say, oh, this is like CNN. When they link pictures, it actually goes to this, and you want the big version. So you just convert the URL this way, and it gives you the big version.
So this big version sounds like it's about. Really about porn, right? You don't hover with porn, you...
I can't really speak to that. I don't have any experience. Is my nose getting bigger? Hover Zoom is pretty cool, though. You should try it. It's just...
How much commission do you get if someone installs it?
The only problem with Hover Zoom is that there's a little checkbox that you should definitely check off, uncheck, which is it will send third-party information... of what you're looking at. So they'll build a database of what you're doing. So you can just uncheck that if you don't want to build up this extra
Why do you not want that?
Because it builds traffic on your computer because they add all these cookies to track what you're up to. It's extra traffic that you're not.
So you get this thing free that someone spent a lot of time working on.
You could still give money to that guy.
Have you
directly.
Given money to that guy?
I don't know if I have.
That's an incorrect reply.
I don't think I have. I give
That's
money to a lot
reply.
Of people.
Did you give money to Hover Zoom?
I don't think I did.
Han, did you give money to Hover Zoom?
No.
Thank you.
Wait, did I give money to you?
I'm not making a point. I'm just... Hey, it's a time to joke.
I thought you were making a porno.
What?
That was
a time
joke.
To make porn... Should we do an audio porno?
No, thank you.
Okay. Not us. I mean, hire some actresses and
Should
stuff.
Should we direct a Oh, yeah.
Should we do a porno radio play? Okay, let's consider this.
Hire
local talent.
Local?
I'm serious.
Talent?
Okay, we're going to do this. This is the best idea we've come up with, and by we, I mean I, for this podcast.
Okay, very well.
We're going to have radio porno.
Oh, dear.
This would be great.
Yes, what's
your
joke?
Look at your ideas since we started. I can count them on my vaginas.
Well, luckily I have this extra digit.
Why would you need that for my vaginas? This is so bad. Here's my joke. Ready?
Yes.
The scarecrow has a tough job. But hey, it's in his genes.
What? The scarecrow has a tough job, but hey, it's in his genes. So they say hay, like the straw hay, is in his genes? Or they're saying jeans as in he's wearing jeans. And he can't escape it because the word jeans can mean his DNA genes and his
It's called
blue
a time
jeans.
To joke, not a time to ruin jokes.
I feel like I can... Of a joke like that, you can only go up.
Yeah, the joke went up. What? How did you... That's hilarious.
Really?
Okay, so where were we here? You want to hear my bookie look? No, my nerd alert?
Yes. Why did you do your nerd alert right after my nerd alert?
Because I thought I'd spice it up. Why do we have to always go in order? Like, what is this? Confirmation Alley? No, confirm. Yeah, that's right. Confirmation.
Comina.
When you conform, what's the noun version of that?
Conformity.
Conformity Alley.
She was pretty good on Cheers.
What? Why is that so funny?
I don't know.
Conformity Alley was great on Cheers.
Yeah.
She works at Sears now. Nerd alert. Okay, so I don't know. I wrote down Moto X.
Moto X? That's your phone?
Yeah, I got a phone.
How come you don't call it the Motox?
I like the Motox.
A Motox?
Remember
treatment?
The HT cone I had before?
Yeah.
Now I have the Motox. So I switched from the HTC One to
you
the
Motox injection
to the Motox, and it's pretty good, I guess. I like to buy phones. I like to get new phones. I think I do that more than most people.
What was the last phone that you were like, I am so happy with this phone?
I don't think I've ever had that.
Really?
Because I'm very picky, too. Every phone I love, but the little things I don't like.
So you've yet to find... Would you ever buy a phone and say, I don't need another one. This is the one. No.
I don't think so.
You just hop from phone to phone.
I'm a phone hopper. Yeah.
You can't commit to ever one phone.
I can commit for like 3 weeks. I always want the other phone.
I see.
What is that?
That was my sleep alarm.
Good night.
Good night.
I'll take care of it from here. So, I still like Android. We're about to have the release of the iPhone 5S, which is like the iPhone 5, but with a thumbprint thing, I guess, and a better camera.
Well, it's improved in a lot of ways, but not hugely improved. There's small improvements, like there's a better CPU, better camera.
Yeah. Is that really a lot of ways? Better CPU, better camera, and thumbprint thing. Is there...
Thumbprint thing.
And it comes in gold, like... Would you call that a lot of ways? Or I wouldn't call that a lot of ways.
I guess it's not a lot of ways. It's actually been pretty underwhelming for a lot of people.
Yeah. Thank God Bob doesn't listen to this podcast. Yeah, so I like... So I like Android because it's more customizable and shit.
Yes.
So I just recently... So I've had Android for about... A year or almost a year. I had the iPhone before, iPhone 5. And I like how you can, it's way more customizable, and you can like replace, like basically every app you can replace with a third-party app, including the keyboard, for example. Like everything, if you don't like messaging, you can replace like the default system messaging with a different one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I discovered last week a program, an app, as I call them, called Tasker. And Tasker takes customization and explodes it. Like, oh yeah, I want to stop saying like or reduce the amount of times I say like in this podcast.
Okay.
I'm going to try to start that right now.
Do it.
Like this second. Joke. Okay.
Not funny.
So Tasker, well, why don't we let our audience decide? Please email us if you thought that was funny.
Do not.
No, do.
Do not like.
What? Tasker lets you, it like, I ruined it. If there's a condition, you get to pick various conditions, and there's so many conditions.
Understood.
Do this, and there's so many do thises. It is insane how customizable and flexible and the amount of options.
Is it?
You can have your phone.
Frustratingly complex?
You can have your phone be like a motion sensitive camera that takes pictures and records video when there's some sort of sound or movement around it. You can have your like, whoops.
Is it like a cron thing?
What's a
like,
cron?
Like, can you make it do stuff based on a schedule?
Yeah, you can. Well, one of the conditions is time, a timer. Yeah. I have it mute overnight kind of thing. You can have it, if someone calls, you can have it email a friend. You send emails, you can do, there's so many conditions. You can have it.
So it's like a.
When you can have Wi-Fi turned on at home only, and when you leave home, it like, turns off
it's
Wi-Fi.
It's like a master event handler.
Yes. With a dazzling array of options, both in the condition and the action.
Wow. And it's called TaskR?
Tasker. You know, think about it. Maybe you can't detect motion or sound, but maybe you can.
I can.
Yeah, well, you can, kind of. But
well, I have that extra finger.
It's just amazing. It just blew my mind. The things you can do that I'll never do, but just it's possible. As a nerd, just the knowing it's possible
that, yeah.
is a thrill.
That's one thing I am jealous of. Like, I am pretty happy with my iPhone. I like the interface. I like the keyboard. Or maybe I'm just grown used to it and I need to be exposed to something better.
I've always hated how the keyboard never had vowels.
But the idea of having a master event handler like Tasker, that's very appealing to me. So I am shifting towards getting an Android on my next phone.
Whoa! Revelation of the century!
Well, I guess it depends on how I like iOS 7. Apparently, iOS 7 is supposed to be
it has flatter icon colors.
Yes, fewer colors.
Because you know how everyone was like, whoa, get these colors out of here!
No, too much texture. Oh my gosh. This button hurts.
No, it's... Oh, look at this.
What happened? Did we run out of speed?
Well, we're on weird mode. Remember this?
Okay, but that's fine. It's still recording.
Oh, yeah, it was fine, right?
Yes.
Even though it looked really weird and didn't think it was working. Yep. But I wonder why.
Ghost in the machine.
What? There's some sort of app? Hold on. I wonder if this has anything to do with it.
Okay. Technical difficulty, folks.
Maybe that was it.
But everything's all good?
Nope, it's still screwed up. Tasker. What was the final point? Oh, yeah. The iOS
There's
7 has
point.
Kind of is catching up with Android where you can slide in, like, oops. Android had this, what's it called? Notification shade, where you pull it down and there's, you can have quick settings, you can have everything there, like media controls, and then your notifications with actions on them, like super deluxe, so
Wait, who
customizable.
Had this? This is Android.
Yeah, Android has always had this thing, right?
Okay.
And then you can do it like these. So iPhone now has this control center.
Slide.
No. It recently, iOS 5, whatever, started notifications, which is good. But
iOS
here
7.
Here you can, like, change volume, brightness, turn Wi-Fi on and off. So
iOS 7 now.
iOS 7 has that, which that's one of the things I've always wanted when I was on iOS. Like, it's, if you want to turn off Wi-Fi, it's like, okay, I got to scroll around, find
your little settings thing.
Go in there, then general, network, whatever. So that's good. But it's kind of, to me, catching up to Android or like, yeah, I said like again. It's going to be hard.
I too would like to, what? What? How would I do that? I too want to stop using the word like so frequently.
But that was a legitimate use of like.
Was it?
If you like cheese or you like
cheese. No, I
like
said I
cheese.
Would like to.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
Wow.
I do like cheese.
That was my nerd alert.
What are we doing for time? Do you have a booky look?
I have a booky look.
Oh, do it.
Do you?
No.
Okay.
I'm a slow reader, and I've not read anything new.
Let me just have a little sip. In the meantime, tell me how your cats are doing.
Booky sip. My cats are doing well. Mimi is now turned into a lap kitty, which is to say that she will sit in my lap.
Oh, I thought she works at a strip club.
Both. Both the above.
Here's my booky look. I think last time I talked about booky look, I was talking about the book Niceville. Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
About some town and there's crimes, like a bank robbery, but yeah. There's like ghosts or something, spirits.
A detective of some sort?
Yes. So I gave up on that book. I abandoned books. And
You abandoned books?
Yes.
I did not know you did this.
I'm a book abandoner. If I'm not into it, no matter how far, I was 62% through this book.
And then it got slow.
No, it didn't get slow. I just... It didn't really catch my drift. No, that's not right. It didn't... I wasn't captivated. There's some things that bothered me about it.
Did it not make sense?
I didn't like the crude
language.
Did
Sylvia Brown show up?
What the hell are you talking about? How do I disable your mic from here?
Okay, go on with what you didn't like.
Believe it or not, I don't like the crude language. Like, it'll say, like, Donnie walked in the bar and saw a chick with huge tits. Like, it's that crude, rough, simpleton language that I don't like.
So was it the characters were using the language or the book itself?
The book. But I guess they're from the character's point of view, kind of. It wasn't first person. But there's kind of each passage kind of is from a character's point of view.
So a lot of unnecessary vulgarities.
No, it wasn't unnecessary. It was just the type...
Extraneous?
The type of literature that...
Graphic?
I feel is less good than what should be.
So he was resorting to swear words when he didn't have to.
Maybe they fit into the scene, but then that type of scene is not in a book that I would normally... I prefer.
Okay. Well, in any case, you got turned
off. I prefer
off.
More literary... I think literary is the right word there, right? There's like pulpy, fiction-y, action-y kind of things, and then there's more literary books.
Okay.
But I'm in no way reading, like, thinking man's books. My general... You know, I like Stephen King. Stephen King does use vulgarity and stuff, but it's more
impactful.
Complex writing, more descriptive and detailed, and I don't know how to describe it.
Understood.
Yeah. So that was bothering me, and then...
So would you ever go back?
No, I am back.
Oh.
Wait, I'll get to that in a moment.
What?
Well, I'll tell you in a second. Also, there was just so much going on. There was parts I liked, and then there was this, like, spirits of the ancient families and the ancient burial ground spirits that were haunting. Stuff like that. That I like books that have some supernatural elements. Like, Dan Simmons has some good books featuring supernaturalism. It's like, even Dean Koontz, although he's getting too cutesy funny these days. But I don't mind, like, ghosts and spirits and horror.
I mind them.
If if it's a good book. And definitely Dan Simmons is really good at that stuff, writing. He writes like this literary horror and supernatural. Peter Straub, like one of my favorite books, like I like Ghost Story, which is literally a ghost story. Peter Straub is to me a very literal, and his books have some ghosts and stuff in it, and I definitely like it. So I'm not against that. But I don't like cheap pulp fiction-y ghosts and whatever.
Okay.
So anyway, I gave it at 60%, I gave up on the book.
Yeah.
And then I read 54 minutes.
Don't worry, keep going.
Then I read Countdown City by Ben Winters.
Countdown City.
Now, Countdown City is the second in a planned trilogy. It's a sequel to The Last Policeman, which I think I talked about on a previous episode.
Yes, I recall.
Maybe. The Last Policeman is some sort of detective trying to solve a case while an asteroid is going to slam to the Earth and kill everyone in a few months.
How does it do it?
What?
With a gun? Does it have a...
What are you... Han, stop. What is this?
Okay, go
on. Are you going to sleep right now?
No. Sorry.
That was a joke?
It was a joke. Come on.
Wow. We already did a time to joke, okay?
Okay, I understood.
Which you didn't like. So this is book two, and it was amazing. I loved it. It was relatively short. So 320 pages.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was better than the first one. I just love... The writing is amazing. I like the author. The writing is amazing.
So wait. The asteroid didn't destroy the Earth?
No. This one starts at 77 days left and ends at like 50 days? I don't know.
Okay.
So it's leading up. It was great. I recommend it. I recommend both. I love the whole series. It's great. It's actually a mystery too. There's like a kind of a mystery through the whole book at the same time, and it's also talking about pre-apocalyptic society. It's so good. I want
Seems
you to read
like
it.
There wouldn't be a lot of mysteries going on. It would just be pure chaos. But okay.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's what's going on. But this one guy is a dedicated policeman / detective, and he keeps doing his case even though everyone's like, "Why are you doing that? Like, there's no point." That's kind of the plot element of the whole thing. Everyone's like, "Why are you doing that? Why are you wasting your time?" But he wants to, and he has his reasons and motivations. Does he? I don't think so. But
sounds
whatever.
Like a good guy.
You can consider reading these books.
Yeah. Would you? Okay. Yeah.
Would
the
I
thing
rather...
is like you can't lend me them because you're all Adobe. What do you call it? Amazon
Kindle.
Kindling.
Yeah. So you might have to spend up to $8, but. Think about it. I'll give it to the end of the year to decide whether you should invest $8 in a book. So here's the thing. What is it? Today is the 17th? Okay. On the 24th of September, Stephen King's new book, Dr. Sleep, comes out. And that is a sequel to The Shining.
Wow.
Which he wrote many a year ago.
Yeah.
So that comes the 24th, and I'm eager to read that. So I didn't want to start a new book for 7 days. So I'm continuing with Niceville.
And how far did you get so far?
I just read a chapter, but I really like the chapter.
There's improving.
There's a hacker guy.
The potty language is diminishing.
What?
The potty language is diminishing.
No, this. No, it hasn't been diminishing, but there's some characters and plots that are part of the many, many plots of this book that I actually liked, so I just finished reading a chapter that was...
You like hackers.
It was about hackers and revenge.
Sandra Bullock?
Nope. You're way off today, eh?
Whatever.
Why'd you say Sandra Bullock?
Because she was in the movie Hackers.
Oh. Maybe if I remember that.
Actually,
some movies. What?
She wasn't in Hacker. She was in The Net.
Swordfish.
The Net.
Oh, yeah. Was she in Swordfish?
I don't. Maybe.
Yeah, The Net. Oh, my God. Let's do a segment starting next time about just the worst movies.
The worst movies? Yeah, we should do movies.
Movies?
That's surprising we don't do movies.
I want to do radio porn, but you're not into that. Okay. 59 minutes.
Did you have another quickie?
Well, I had a Time to Hate and. A in my society, but again, we're going to save it because they're related, and we're saving that for next time.
No, just do one of them now.
No, because they go together. I have to do a dangerous wager that I wrote out on a card.
Okay.
Wow. This is getting tough. Okay. This dangerous wager. Oh, wait. I need this.
What?
This dangerous wager.
Does a multi... This is equipment multimedia? Based.
No, what I have rigged up here.
How many media is involved?
Two. Okay. This dangerous wager is called the 37 game.
Okay.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you a number.
Okay, for those at home, dangerous wager is where David presents a challenge to me.
If passes this challenge, I have to give him $1 million.
That's the danger part is like... If
I'm risking $1 million, which I don't have. So somehow I'll have to... But it's like it's guaranteed. It's like we sign a contract, a legal document, or we should. Let's do that next episode, too. Make notes when you're...
Okay. But every time I start typing, you get angry.
All you do is you put music before and after, and then you call it a day, right?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so I'm going to give you some numbers, and you have to... Add 37 to... You have to tell me what that number plus 37 is within 3 seconds.
This is just going to reveal how bad I am at math.
Okay.
Why do you do these math-based questions? I hate that.
You have a degree in physics. I thought you were good at math.
Math and physics don't not necessarily indicate one or the other. Aptitude in one is not...
Here we go.
37?
Yes. I'm going to say the number, and I'm going to press start, and you have 3 seconds to shout out the correct answer.
Okay, I'm not going to watch you.
You ready? 14.
51.
Very good.
Wait, how many numbers are there? Okay, go on.
You're going to have to respond 5 times. You've just did one. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. 109.
146.
Good. Whoa, you had like so. It was like just under the wire. This is the third of 5 things you have to answer.
You're just saying a bunch of numbers now to confuse me.
Ready? 66.
103.
Okay. This is getting very dangerous. I didn't even think you'd get this far. You ready?
Okay.
The next one.
I hate this.
77.
143?
What? 43?
144, sorry.
77 and 37 is 140-something?
Oh, 37. Why did I suddenly think it was 67? I got mixed up.
Well, you didn't get to the... final question.
What was the trick one?
If you got, you almost got that one right. If you almost had it. After that, does it say, and finally, the last thing is, tell me the sum of the 4 numbers you just said.
Oh, that's gross. Okay, stop with the alarm.
Would have been 414.
So you don't want me to win $1 million. That's what you're
saying. That is an accurate statement, I would say. Han.
Yes.
Do you have any parting thoughts?
Well, I do, yes. Do you have a parting thought?
Yeah.
Should I do first?
No, mine are always stupid puns. Are you okay?
Yeah, I have something in my eye.
Mine are just terrible. And continuing that tradition, I'll just go first and get it over with. My parting thought to you listeners...
No, I thought you ended the parting thought.
No. I have one, but they're always really bad. You have the thoughtful ones you put, time into coming up with. So we shouldn't end on mine.
Okay, do yours first.
This, I think, is already a common phrase. I'm just giving it out now. Don't put off today what you can put off tomorrow.
Burns. Mine is... Caution is the path to mediocrity. Gliding passionless mediocrity is all that most people think they can achieve. That was written by Frank Herbert in the book God Emperor of Dune.
Okay, first of all, these parting thoughts are supposed to be from us.
This is from me.
So you wrote Dune.
No. Are you saying you wrote that quote?
I don't know if that's actually a quote. No, really. I just thought of that, and it sounds like something that I've heard before. Although, is that even a... Don't put off today what you can put off tomorrow? Is that the real...
That's totally been done many times before.
Doesn't make any sense.
Also, I don't... it's a parting thought, not necessarily a party... Party? Parting original thought.
We can't end the podcast with what you just said.
Why?
Okay, good night.
Why do you get upset about that?
I'm not upset. I'm just stating facts. Are we done?
I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
I thought you finished it.
I didn't yet. So say goodbye or...
Goodbye.
Sweet dreams. So this is the level we've normally been doing. What do you think about that?
Sounds good. Sounds great. Sounds wonderful.
Great. Now we're at the maximum. What do you think about that,
Sounds wonderful. Sounds
Don't
great.
Don't change your voice. Why would you change your voice?
Okay, I'm just speaking into my normal tone of voice.
The whole point was we have a regular conversation.
Regular conversation. Regular
okay.
voice.
Now, it's really low. This is really, really low.
That is a new low.
What? You said that louder than normal. Why would
so
you?
Why wouldn't
you're
I?
Ruining this.
Sometimes
we
I
have
may
to
do
talk
that.
Normally.
I'm speaking as
the
I normally
The whole point
would.
Of a volume test.
This is the voice that I use in my daily life.
Now we're at maximum again. What do you think about that?
Well, I think is pretty good.
I think you're talking quieter now that we're at maximum.
Well, did you? I thought you wanted me not to be shouting.
Do a blind test, and I won't tell you what we're at.
Why would you even tell me anyway?
Now we're at a different level.
Okay. Well, number one.
What?
Number two.
Say more words.
Number three.
Thank you.
And then...
Good night.